Saturday night at 8 o'clock to hear more from the show. Canada Live airs on Radio 2, which you can find at 90.9 FM on your dial. 16 minutes now after 3. Four Alberta men are about to set off on a one-of-a-kind family vacation. Three brothers and their father are traveling 27,000 kilometers by motorcycle from the world's southernmost city in Argentina to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. And they're trying to do it in record-breaking time. Rob and Justin Noble are two of the brothers. They're both graduating from the University of Alberta this spring, and they join me in Studio 2 now. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Rob, tell me more about this trip.
All right, well, pretty much we've got four Suzuki V-Strom motorcycles, and my two brothers and my father and I were heading off on May 1st down to Argentina, and we're going to ride all the way up to the top of Prudhoe Bay, like you say, and it's going through 13 countries, and we're going to try, and it's about 1,000 kilometers a day. Going to be pretty intense.
So you've already sent the bikes ahead, is that right?
Yeah, we sent them by ocean freight, so then we had to send them about 6 weeks in advance, so they've been out for a little while now, and it was kind of a pain because actually the bikes only showed up a couple of days prior to us shipping them off, so we didn't have a lot of time to really get them set up before we sent them off, so we're going to have to, got a lot of work to do when we get down to Argentina.
Yeah, I guess you have to put them back together then, right?
We do.
Oh,
put them back together,
dear.
Get them good and broken in and stuff even before we even start the ride.
And Justin, where did you guys come up with the idea to do this?
Well, actually, we were all sitting around at Tony Roma's having a beer one evening on a Friday, like we do most Fridays. And we decided every year we do a big trip, like a hiking trip usually, but we've all recently gotten into motorcycling. Well, some of us more recent than the others, but we've decided that our big trip this year would be to do a huge motorcycle trip. And it started snowballing from there, and now this is what we've got, and we've all been training for it, and it should be pretty intense.
And so it's the guys and not mom.
Mom's come along, not on this bike trip, but
not
mom,
on this bike.
Mom usually tries, like, depending on the hike, she sometimes comes along. She came up and hiked the Chilkoot Trail with us in Alaska a couple years ago, and she's gone and hiked the Grand Canyon with us. But this time she's going to be sitting at home cheering us on.
Couldn't get her onto a motorcycle.
No, not this type.
So, Justin, you mentioned training. How do you train for motorcycle riding?
You ride nonstop.
What do you have to train? Like your
cold weather, long distances.
Your butt.
Your butt.
Iron butt.
How do you get an iron butt? Or maybe I shouldn't ask.
Well, I rode from Vancouver and back to train for this couple, like last weekend, I think. So.
Oh, wow. Just
yeah.
Nonstop. Just
yeah.
Went. Holy moly. And Rob, you're trying to set a world record while you're at it?
Well, yeah. We're in 2003, the British couple actually did it on one motorcycle. The wife rode on the back the entire way, and they did it in 35 days. And that's actually, we were talking about doing this big bike trip, and we came across their website, and I emailed that website to Justin. He's like, we can beat that. So we were like, oh, well, you know, like we don't have much time to actually be for this bike trip anyway. Like my older brother and my father have to take time off work, and I'll start work with Halliburton just days after I get back from the trip. And it's, so we're time crunched anyway. So it made sense to be able to push it.
Yeah. So to set the record, how far do you have to ride every day?
Well, because it's 27,000 kilometers, we're going to try and do it in 32 days. It's just shy of 1,000 kilometers a day, but there's a problem is between Colombia and Panama, there's no road. So it's actually going to take us a couple of days to get across that because we have to arrange for flights. So then we have to speed up for the other days to compensate for those.
And crate up the bikes and all that
what? The plane that we're trying to get our bikes across, we're trying to get them so that we can just strap them down without having to actually take them all apart and crate them up because that just takes time. And it's
too much time, yeah. I'm just wondering what kind of condition the rest of the roads are like. Will you be driving some pretty rough roads, you figure?
Some of the roads you hear of in Costa Rica and stuff, they say there's potholes the size of cows. So,
you might lose yourself in one of them.
Yeah, and north of Fairbanks in Alaska, it's a gravel road called the Hall Road, and it's like a clay gravel mud that just sprays your entire bike and coats you. So, but for the most part, we're going to be staying to the highways and just trying to keep it quick.
Now, I mentioned, Justin, too, that this is a fundraiser. So tell me about that. Who's it a fundraiser for?
Yeah, we're actually combining this trip. We decided to fundraise for the Kids Cancer Care Foundation of Alberta in combination with the trip.
And why them?
Well, growing up, I had two childhood friends that both were diagnosed with cancer as children, or young adults, and they both are in remission from it, and they both really benefited from that corporation. So, yeah.
And how's the fundraising going?
Well, we're working on pledges. Our huge fundraising drive is actually going to be June 2nd. We're going to have a big rally in Red Deer, and we're encouraging people to ride to come down to the border and ride with us from the Canadian border into Red Deer. At the Costco parking lot, we're having a big beer gardens and motorcycle rally.
Okay.
And yeah.
So as we mentioned, your mom's not coming, but she can follow along with everybody else your progress on the trip, Rob. Tell us about that.
For sure. Every night we're going to use a satellite phone and a laptop, and we're going to update our website with a little blurb about what happened during the day. We're going to upload our tracks as to where exactly we went and all the stories and all the problems that we had to make through, and just let everybody know what's going on every day, maybe even a couple times a day, depending on our ability to stop and find a internet cafe, because it might be quicker than the satellite phone.
All right. Well, good luck, and thanks for telling us about it.
For sure.
Have fun.
Thank you very much.
Rob and Justin Noble, along with their older brother and their dad, are riding their motorbikes from Argentina to Alaska next month. They're trying to set a new world record for the 27,000-kilometer trip while also raising money for the Kids Cancer Foundation of Alberta. You can find out more by visiting their website, www.noblequest, all one word, noblequest.org. 27 minutes, no, not 27, 22 minutes after 3.
I'm Rod Kurtz with a quick look at the weather forecast here on Radioactive. We are in for just a few clouds tonight, a low of 0. Great day tomorrow, sunny with a few cloudy periods.